Hey, good morning. This is David with Think and Act Locally. We're here with Steve Alvarez, and he's got a few things he'd like to address in regards to the Ralph and Robbie video we did. So, Steve, what do you got for us?
Thank you, Dave. I just wanted to get back on here and correct some I don't want to correct everything because there's just so many lives that I'll have to we'll be here forever, and I think a lot of people are just as disgusted as I am by this whole situation and just want to move on. But I have to speak on it because I'm defending my family. I'm doing all this for children. And at the time, my mom, who was suffering from dementia, and that's the only reason why I'm fighting so strong is because I'm responsible for children. And I think if you're responsible for any other human being, in the good nature, you should do all you can to make sure you fulfill those obligations. So what I said in the first one, and maybe wasn't clear on what I was saying to Dave here. I mentioned to Dave that I got those signatures and from my neighbors that were okay with what the city had permitted me to do. I got the permits and everything. So when we went to court, they whipped out some stuff saying that neighbors recanted. What they don't know is that I got those signatures. I filed it with the county. My attorney filed it with the county. All I needed was the city attorney to recognize the signatures and drop everything, because the neighbors have already ruled, have already sided with me. So why I went down there to City Hall, why I would go down there numerous times to try to talk to the mayor, he would place a sheriff in front of me and say, I can't talk to you. And I told him I just needed 2 minutes of his time to give him the documents of the signatures. And he would walk away. And the sheriff would prevent me from walking up to him at City Hall. And to me, as a taxpayer, that is disgusting. You pay your taxes so you can address your grievances with your local government. You should be treated equal. So my neighbors, Ralph Morrissey and Robbie Lowe, they have them on speed dial. They'll talk to them all day, 24 hours. So when I continuously try to present these signatures to the mayor so he can encourage city attorney to drop everything and we can move forward and go on with our lives, I kept being met with a concrete wall with his either personal bodyguard or one of the officers there. And so I had enough. I needed to make sure that little Jeffrey knew I had those signatures and do the right thing. So I went to his church. I had the signatures with me. I'm a churchgoer. So I prayed about it. And I said, yeah, I mean, if he's going to do this, if my public employee is going to stonewall me, knowing that he's in favor for my neighbors and that's it. There's no other thing that he needs to hear or anything like that. He's just going to adhere to my neighbors because they have these connections, these political connections. And I just wanted to confirm that that's what he was going to do. So I went to his church and I was, you know, scanning the environment for him. I was listening to the church as well, the pastor preach. And, you know, they do fellowship there. You know, it's a real nice church. It's the one off of, it's First Baptist Church off of Fairmont and Center Street. And I went over there and I saw little Jeffrey eating a muffin over there by the coffee cafe. I showed him the documents. I said, please leave me and my family alone. And I said, please. And I walked off. The city attorney would not answer my phone calls. So this is how it went on. It went on and on. And I said, hey, you know what? I got to fight this. They're gonna be more dirty now. They're mad because I got those signatures. They're upset. So that's where it's at. So I did not make just a blanket statement that the city's corrupt. I made that statement after the city showed me that they're corrupt. And you can go and see the videos. I've shared videos with you on Wagner saying that I had a gag order. That's not true. I mean, that's easily rebuked. It's not true. He also said that I could only say things about a happy birthday, a graduation. We have too many veterans that fall for our rights for freedom of speech. That's not true. So you got to ask yourself, why is this mayor, Little Jeffrey, saying these false statements up there? Because he's in cahoots with my neighbor. He wants my neighbor to continue sounding that campaign chant every time he needs his votes. And he's using my neighbor to utilize the neighborhood page that he created, that Ralph Morrissey created, and say, hey, vote for this guy. And then he can show, hey, look at my page. I put on there, vote for you. I got your signs in my yard.
Is Ralph doing that on the Facebook page?
Okay, so he's always encouraging people. He's good. I told you, he's a cunning guy. Okay, he's a real cunning guy, and he'd say, hey, I'm voting for such and such because of blah 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 blah. Okay, so in other words, a lot of people nowadays, and not nowadays, it's always been that way. They let other people do their research for them. Mm-hmm. And then they do this way. Well, when you isolate a group, a neighborhood like that, that's what you're doing. You have a captive audience. Yeah, a captive audience. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what he's doing. And it's not just Jeff Wagner. I mean, there's a video. If you go to Neighbors and Pasadena City Officials Sue, you'll see I went down to town hall to exercise my freedom of speech again. And who approaches me with intimidation? Jay Dell, the city attorney, my employee, and tells me to get out of here. Look, my heart aches for those people who are timid, because those people, that's all it would take, and they're done. They'll just eat their grievance. And they may need, you know, legitimate help, but they will eat their grievance, because that kind of intimidation really scares off a bunch of people. And Jay Dell is also in Channel 2, is on there getting testy with the news anchor from Channel 2, telling the news anchor that his information is BS. Look, it's no secret how disrespectful Little Jeffrey, the city attorney, at the time, the council member, Phil Caton, are. They can care less. They just want their objective passed. And that's that Little Jeffrey even used Channel 2 and called the little girl from the high school while she was doing schoolwork. And she thought this was an important number, phone call. So she answered it, and it was Little Jeffrey. And he used her voice in Channel 2 to try to clean up their image when they were just trying to do a smear campaign on Mr. Guerrero, who was doing his best as a council member to congratulate young students for hard work done and a well-deserved reward to help them in their future efforts in college. And that's what our mayor does. Little Jeffrey does that. He abuses his position to try to pump his image up. And he just doesn't do it with kids. He had a member of his church at First Baptist named Josh Bean and go up there and say, Jeff Wagner is a godly man. Look, how desperate can you get?
What was that? What's that about?
So that he went up there solely to say that.
At the council meeting?
Yeah. Yeah, he went up there, okay, to the council meeting and said, hey, Little Jeffrey's a godly man. I don't know of another person I couldn't verbate it.
Yeah.
But I know he said
that. No,
so, and I was just like, why? Why are you doing that?
Okay.
But that's unnecessary.
No, I hope to have Jeff Wagner on sometime and discuss some of these things with him and get his perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then there's plenty of videos at the council meeting where Phil Caton is bashing me, calling me a selfish individual. It's all about me, me, me. I said it before, I think I said it last time. If you take care of the elderly, you're a rock star. Just continue doing it and ignore these people that bash you for your efforts. And this and please, dementia, Alzheimer, is a epidemic in the U.S. and around the world, and we need more research. If you can donate, you have deep pockets, please do so. I am. So my neighbors are two. If it wasn't for my business, they wouldn't have any. That's just plain and simple. Ralph and Robbie would not have any business if it wasn't for mine. They're saying that I'm placing my mom in my garage by herself, and that she's going to go upstairs, and they'll continue to say these things because they want to demonize me. Okay, I have always told everybody, because I want to be explanatory of what I'm doing, that my plans were to have a caretaker on the upper level, while my mom and I take care of my mom at the lower level. Okay, that is it. I don't know why I need to explain that. I don't know why they talk about that. I mean, what I do behind my doors is my business. What you do behind your doors is your business. You know, we have...
Except when you make modifications to your home that are against the deed restrictions.
Well, wait, that's... Okay, so
that's the primary complaint that I'm hearing from their side.
I get that. So I get that. So when I submitted my plans, I took my deeds with me. Okay? I took my deeds. As a person that doesn't know, I'm not an attorney. Okay? I'm not a builder. Okay? I went down there and asked the city, hey, can I or can I not do this? You know, here's all these documents. And it took them 8 months to review those documents, to review the plans. There's not a single board in place that wasn't approved by the city, that was not expected by the city. They gave me my inspections. So on that aspect right there, you can go buy a car. And if you're not looking at the fine print, they can say they got you. Okay, but I'm entrusting in my public city officials to take these documents, go through them, and tell me yes or no. Again, when I presented that plan, I had a hand sketch, the idea of what I wanted to do. I took it up there to them, and they said, we can't tell you yes or no based off of that hand sketch. And I was like, well, I don't want to buy plans. They're expensive. I'm trying to take care of my mom. I'm trying to see what direction I go here. Mm-hmm. And they said, you got to give us actual solid plans. I said,
But then you got those plans done, submitted them.
And like, yeah. I said, with all that there. And not only that.
Did those plans show the door and the stairs on the side?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All that. There's, like I said, there's not a single board. There's not a single nail in place that wasn't approved by the city of Pasadena.
Okay. But then... My understanding of it is that the city doesn't review the deed restrictions of the individual neighborhood, and that you signed off then. It was my opinion that whoever did your plans should have checked your deed restrictions to make sure that their plans were within the deed restrictions. But the deed restrictions clearly state that single family, single dwelling.
It doesn't clearly state. That's the whole issue about it. It does not clearly state, because it says you can go up second level. Okay, it says as long as you're not above so many feet. So
no, but it does say though, single family residence only, single unit dwelling. I don't have it here.
Right,
we'll post it to the website.
Right.
And everything.
But single family is still is what I am. I don't have multiple people in my house.
You know what I'm saying? No, but yes, that's correct. But with the separate utilities.
Let me elaborate on that.
Yeah.
So the separate utilities, okay, again, I'm not a builder, okay? I'm just doing anything and everything I can to help my mom. So when a contractor tells me, hey, there's not enough power here, you're gonna have to get this permit and give me another meter box here. And I'm like, hey, you're the electrician. Take care of it.
Yeah, but you could upgrade your panel onto the other house.
Okay, and I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get exactly what you're saying, but I'm not that contractor.
Right.
Okay, I'm going off of what they're telling me I need to do.
Yeah.
See, they're the ones with the license. They're the ones with their license, signed in at the city.
You know. So you got permits for the separate utilities and everything?
Everything is permitted. You know, if I'm your pool guy. Okay, and I tell you,
your electrician should be the one that gets your permits and make sure that everything is good on the electrical side. And
right, yeah. Right. I mean, I want to tell you, you need this and need that. You're gonna say, hey, you're the pool guy. Take care of your business. Mm-hmm. Do what you need to do.
Right.
And that's what I did. You know, so there's a lot to it. What you need to stop and say, hey, you know what? This is all common stuff. It's common knowledge. If you want to do anything changes to your home, you need a permit. You need to get those permits from the city. The city doesn't give you permits. You can't do it.
Right.
Okay, so I had my permits. I passed all my inspections. And so why they're asking, trying to throw mud on the wall, saying, hey, will your mom, what are you doing putting your mom in the garage and this and that? Again, who wants to disclose everything? I have safeguards on everything. All my plans are there. I don't have to share that with everybody. I don't have to tell people, hey, guess what? Tonight I'm gonna sleep in the living room. Hey, you know what? Tomorrow night I'm gonna sleep in the hallway. It's none of your business.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Like they throw stuff out there. So Robbie Lowe is one of the most disgusting persons I've ever run across next to Ralph Morrissey. And let me explain. When this issue started, I met Richard Reisinger, and he was the city attorney at that time. Very intimidating, very rude, and this is all I've been encountering this whole time, is rude, intimidating people. So I told Richard Reisinger, I was like, I didn't know this was going on. Okay, you guys are filing all this paperwork on me. I don't know nothing about this. I said, I just learned of something. There was an issue that I had with the city come January 2020. I didn't know nothing about this. Something y'all sent a letter to me in December of 19 or something like that. I didn't know nothing of that. So I said, let me go talk to my neighbor. So I went to Robbie's house and I said, hey, what's going on? I knocked on the door and she let me in. And I went and sat down and talked to her. And we had a conversation and I was just saying, hey, you know, I don't know what else to do from I want to keep my mom with me, you know, and I can tell she can care less what I was explaining to her and this and that. And then when it came down to, she was like, you know, Pasadena's going down in value because of the Hispanics. That's when I got up and I said, hey, I can't conversate with you. I just can't do that. So I walked off. So there was another meeting that I did not want to go to her house about. And there were several people there. Ralph Morrissey was there. She was there. Peggy, another lady named Peggy was there. And we were all, I went there by force after she said that. And I was hoping my neighbor was going to go with me, but he had other obligations. So I went there and I just sat there and listened to him and see what they were doing. They were trying to say, hey, let's join together and make these amendments to the deeds and see who approves of them and what aspects don't. But then Peggy, she was like, I don't like what you're doing. And I was like, that's fine. I said, but why do you have to come at me in this tone of voice right here? And she was like, because what you're doing to my friends here. And I said, I didn't want, like I said, I was in Robbie's house. I didn't want to, you know, stand my ground. I just said, hey, well, I'll just look at what y'all writing. I'll review and let y'all know, you know, and this and that. So she was shouting at me and I was just looking at her and I said, I'm not going to get nowhere here. So, you know, I got up and left that. And I told my other neighbor and he was like, I should have been there. I said, I wish you would have. But like I said, we all have different obligations. So when she says that she was not invited to the meeting that I had, in hopes that neighbors would side with me and sign the version of deed restrictions that I had.
Who's she?
Robbie Lowe.
Okay.
Yeah, when Robbie Lowe says on camera that her and Ralph Morrissey were not invited there, it's another blatant lie of hers. She was there and a dozen other people were there. Her and Ralph Morrissey have no problem lying to you. No problem, second nature. I think they lie so much, they believe themselves. So after that meeting, no cops were called, okay? It was getting testy because of Stephen Lingino. Stephen Lingino showed up there and he was looking for a conflict and he's a friend of Ralph Morrissey and Robbie Lowe. And I just looked at him. I said, look, you're a keyboard warrior. You got on Facebook or Nextdoor app and called me a jerk and all this other stuff. I said, I don't care to talk to you. I just don't. I told him, I don't know how you see children using social media to bully other children. And here you are, a 40-something year old man, and you're going to do that same tactic. I told him right there in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And then his wife tried to jump in on his behalf. And I'm like, well, if you're going to sponsor that, I'm not going to talk to you either. And then he said, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But you see what I mean? You're 40-something years old, and you're apologizing for the conduct of something that children do. So I still was like, you know, okay, good. You know, but I didn't want to talk to him anymore. But we kept on with the meeting. No cops were called. We departed the meeting, you know, and everybody had their own thoughts, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when we're leaving, Martin had to go home, which is in the same direction as Robbie Lowe. Robbie Lowe caught up to him and told him.
Martin is your friend.
Martin is not my friend.
Okay.
Martin Ream is my brother in Christ.
Okay.
Okay, there's a difference. He's my brother in Christ. He's a good, solid man. So she walked up to Martin Ream and she told him, because he speaks up on my behalf, she told him, I lost all respect for you. It's just, that's not something called for. I don't know how you talk to your neighbor that way. I just don't know that. So then they say on the video, they said that our home values are affected about what I've done to my home. Yeah, in a positive way. I've had neighbors that have sold their house for more than what they were asking. The values of our home is astronomical, right? It's through the roof. So to make that kind of statement to the public that their house, their home value has decreased or in any negative way is just another smear campaign. It's a lie. So I know most people are saying, hey, that's a lie as well. So Ralph Morrissey made a statement that he's just about, and I'm only going to say this because Ralph Morrissey is you know, trying to use a smear tactic on my character. But Ralph Morrissey says he's only making these efforts to keep track of me and my family because he wants to keep the families together. He said that in your video. The dude has been divorced 3 times. There's a common denominator there. So I don't like saying that, but I'm just going to share that with you since he wants to throw it out there about me and my family, you know, stuff about me and my family. And anybody watches that video and sees how he's describing to Dave here about heat signatures. If you're okay with your neighbor letting everybody know that he has capabilities of watching your house with heat signatures, meaning those signatures are going to let him know when you're in the living room, when you're in the shower, all these things to admit that.
I think it's just on the exterior of the house, not on the inside. It's not seeing through the walls.
I want to tell you like this. I have security cameras, and I'm not, you know, utilizing heat signatures.
Okay, yeah, I don't know anything about that technology.
And that's what I'm getting at with. Okay, yeah. But for him, it's like, hey, I can't even differ between a child or a dog or a cat. Mm. You know, but I know I got a heat signature there. Yeah. So what are you using? Are you using military grade systems?
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty, you know? So I just want to close this up because I don't want to stay here too much longer and make this video as long as possible. There are so many deed violations in my neighborhood that I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know who to talk to when I decided to make these changes to my home or if I could make these changes. I grabbed my deeds. I went down to the John O'Hara's office on Fairmont and Burke, and I asked him if I can make these changes. They told me they are no longer tied to my neighborhood, that my only option was to go to the city with my deeds and my requests, and that's exactly what I did. I got the permits. I passed all my inspections. I got the green stickers. Dave has seen them. That's where I'm at with it. I just wanted to clear up these lies and say, hey, when we were at that meeting, and this is the meeting that I was talking about, okay, and Robbie Lowe said on your video that my mom reached out to her. This was during COVID. I had a mask on. Robbie Lowe did not have a mask on. My mom had a mask on. The last thing you want is somebody touching your elderly family member during COVID. So Robbie Lowe advanced towards me yelling, what are you doing here? And I had my back against the wall and I was just staring at crazy. I didn't reply to her. I didn't answer that question. She approached closer. What are you doing here? And I'm looking at crazy some more. So finally, when she got 6 inches from my face is when I start telling her, hey, get away, shoo, get away. And my neighbor, the one y'all see in video, and the neighbor's Pasadena city official, Sue, the one that went down there and made this big lie after the officer showed on that video that all those statements he was making about me were false. He went down there and did a smear campaign on me. Alan Fowler stepped up right behind her and balled his fist. And instead of telling her she was his friend, hey, there's no reason to violate someone's personal space like that. Step back. No, he balled his fist up and he looked like he was getting ready to swing. I had to adjust my stance because my mom was behind me. So when I adjust my stance, my mom is now here. I'm no longer in between Robbie and my mom. And I'm keeping both one eye on Robbie and one eye on Alan. Okay, because I'm like, this is disgusting. I don't know how neighbors do this to each other. Okay, so when that happened, I looked at Alan, seeing if he was gonna swing, but I kind of feared he was trying just to do a fear tactic on me. That's when Robbie Lowe advanced toward my mom, grabbed her hand. And this is during COVID. So now I'm in protection mode to my mom. I told Robbie, please let go of my mom. She would not let go of my mom. So I grabbed her wrist and I grabbed my mom's wrist and I forced her hand away from my mom. And then I got in between my mom and her. And that's where it was at. Ralph went out and told the librarian to call the cops on me. And I know he said on there, no, the librarian called. Yeah, after you told her to call. Yeah. And to me, it's just further sickness.
So to kind of recap everything, where do things currently stand? Because we've gotten into a little bit of he said, she said stuff, and I'm never going to be able to get to the bottom.
No, won't unless you have both of us here, and then you're just going to watch this Jerry Springer show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And
entertaining as that would be for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let us know in the comments. Maybe we'll set something up.
Yeah. No, look. So where we're at right now is I'm saying my prayers. I'm saying because I'm a religious man.
Okay.
So I'm just saying my prayers. Because again, Robbie said on your video that she's scared of me, but she was advancing towards me like, man, like no other. If I was scared of you, I would not advance. I would not advance you. But so I'm just saying my prayers, and my children are saying their prayers, and we're all asking that the courts would realize that I'm being teamed up on not only by these few hateful neighbors, but who have connections with Jeb Wagner, who has connection with, at the time, Phil Caton, who had connections at the time with Richard Reisinger, the city attorney, and now Jay Dell. And they do all this. And I'm hoping that the courts see this and say, hey, you know what? This man got those signatures. The neighbors there are not at all upset what he's done, or the majority are not upset what he's done. There are so many deed violations in that neighborhood. To single out one neighbor in this manner is disgusting.
So when does your court cases conclude?
So that's the other thing, right? So Ralph Morrissey says he's worried about my family. I'm just worried about the Alvarez family. If I'm worried about Dave's family, I don't sue him for $250,000. I don't do that. That's what Ralph Morrissey and Robbie Lowe are doing. Okay, they want to remove my ability to put food on the table for my children. So to get on camera and say that they care about my family, it's just another bold lie.
Okay. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Get me the documents and stuff, because Ralph gave me a packet. There's all of his information is going to be in a PDF on the website. People can look at your side of the story. They can look at his side of the story, make their own decisions about what's going on. The court, there's ongoing litigation about this.
Yeah.
They'll make a decision.
Yeah.
But basically, it's been... where it stands now is that you're in violation of the deed restrictions and that there needs to be modifications to your property in order to...
Well, I'm in violation if we're going to go off of Ralph's deeds version. I'm okay if we're going off of my version. See, and that's what we're still fighting.
Okay.
You know, because like I said, the majority of the neighbors...
I need to get a copy of the your version.
Yeah, yeah. So majority of the neighbors... there have signed with me in hopes that all this goes away. Because this should have been done, like I told you, when I was looking for the mayor to give them the signatures. Mm-hmm. This should all have been done with. But because of their get-along gang there, and I'm many people tell me, I've never seen that many people team up on one person.
Yeah. I need to see all your documents, because then they claim, too, that you didn't get the signatures. You say you did get the signatures.
I wouldn't hunt down the mayor.
Right.
You know, if I didn't, and I don't mean to say.
No, but it's not going to be the mayor that's going to actually.
No. But the city attorney wouldn't answer my calls. He wouldn't come to the phone.
They wouldn't even allow you to file. I don't even know if that's the proper way to file the
You filed it to the county clerk's office, and I did so.
And so you filed with them. So it should be a matter of record that then you deal with in court, and then the court accepted or didn't accept your version of the.
It's the thing. I had the signatures. All I needed was for the city attorney to recognize them. That's it.
Because I believe what Ralph and Robbie said is that the signatures weren't verified. And that you had renters on there, and so that not all the signatures were verified, that they were the correct people.
And that's why I was hunting them down.
Yeah.
I was trying to talk to them. I was saying, hey, give me my 5 minutes. I mean, as an employee, give me my 5 minutes so we can go through this, and you can tell me if you have an issue.
What, at the city council?
No. I was trying to
reach the five minutes?
Any one of them. Give me five minutes of your time. You know, got 5 minutes of your time from the city attorney, 5 minutes of time from the mayor, you know? And that's what I was looking for. But every time I go down there, they put a sheriff in front of me. They put an officer in front of me, you know?
And when you did that, did you do it apart from the city council meetings, or did you go during business?
Hours of business.
Okay.
Hours of business. Yeah, no, I didn't want to. I'm not a public person. Okay. I didn't want all this drama.
Yeah.
Okay. That they pushed me. I didn't have social media. Ralph Morrissey pushed me here. Ralph Morrissey told you, oh yeah, well, we invited him to our neighborhood page. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. He didn't invite me to his neighborhood page. When I was talking to my neighbor about this issue, she was like, "You need to get on that page and share what's going on."
Yeah.
And I did. And I got on that. She invited me on that page, and I got on there and I shared with everybody, and everybody got upset with Ralph. Okay. And then when I had that strong momentum, everybody's backing me up. Mm-hmm. Ralph blocked me from there. Okay. He blocked me from there and started, you know, massaging everybody's mind. On stuff about me, just smearing. I mean, they told y'all that I was the aggressor at this meeting. Far from the truth. I went there in silence. Yeah. I had the mask on. I had my mom there. Okay, I think if I was there for confrontation, mm-hmm. I would not take my mom with me. You know.
Next steps. And something else, you have litigation or something against the city of Pasadena for a wrongful arrest. Is there any update on that, or what's going on with that?
So as an American, I have proud pride for the people, men and women, who lay down their lives for Americans. Every day it's happening, it's going on now. And I'm very appreciative of our veterans. I'm very appreciative of our men and women in the service. My grandfather served in the Korean War. My brother served in Desert Storm. I have two uncles that served in the Army. I have a niece and nephew. One is in the Air Force, and another is in the Navy nuclear program. We should always appreciate and exercise our freedoms that they put their lives on the line for every day, and be appreciative of these rights that we have. When we have a mayor of Pasadena, Little Jeffrey, use his position to weaponize our police department, our protectors of our daily world, to try to silence another American from exercising their First Amendment right, we should sound the alarm. We should say, hey, you cannot use your position to strip someone of their rights. That is disgusting. You are no longer conducting yourself in your formal capacity. You have stepped out of those boundaries, and those are evident that you are willing to conduct yourself as a communist. We are Americans. We deserve to be treated like Americans. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, or whatever color, what church you go to. Doesn't matter what sex you are. We should all be treated equally. So when Jeff Wagner took it upon himself to encourage the PPD to arrest me for freedom of speech, that's why you see me so very animated at town hall. I cannot let men and women fight for our rights and put their lives on the line other places and not fight for those rights here on American soil. So I'm going to fight for them rights. I'm going to stand up for them rights. I have sued the city of Pasadena, Mayor Jeff Wagner, Little Jeffrey, and anybody else that filed on with it, that were on board with putting me in a cage for exercising my First Amendment right. No one should stand up for that. No one should allow that. No one should let any other person get away with stripping your rights. So I am still in courts with that. My prayers are that the American legal system will prevail. The charges that they placed on me that day, which was October 15th of 2024, have been thrown out of court because they're bogus charges from the start. This is another form of intimidation tactic that I've been experiencing this whole time, this whole situation. And I just pray every day that the Lord gives me the strength and the backbone to continue to fight against people who decide to abuse their position and the trust of the public, because we trust them with those responsibilities. We trust them with that power to use the power in the way it needs to be done. But when you abuse it, we have to correct it. We have to stand, and we have to say not in America. That doesn't happen here.
Okay. Anything else?
We're still in court for it. I'm hoping that the courts ring the bell of liberty.
Okay. Well, Steve, I don't know what to say. This has been an ongoing battle for you. Check your deed restrictions if you're going to do work on your house. I don't know what to tell you about that. It's a bit of a mess over here. But I hope that you get it settled. Let's treat each other well. Let's try to find ways to work with each other. Trying to find words to even say.
I mean, just be neighborly. Treat everybody equally, and we can go very far. When you belittle someone, when you team up on people, and you use this formation of a gang mentality, it's not going to go well, because Americans fight and they fight for their rights. And I hope every American learns how to fight for their right.
Go make it a great day, and find a way that you can improve your situation today. Take action. We'll see you later.